bee trouble. Nature's best friend is having a few problems. Albert Einstein once said, "If the bee disappears from the surface of the earth, we'll have no more than 4 years to live." He may well have had a point. Bees are amazing creatures. They're the only insects that produce food that's eaten by humans, honey. And that's no easy task. A hive of bees has to fly 90,000 miles in total, about 3 times round the earth, to make just 1 kilogram of honey. No wonder we use the phrase "busy as a bee" to describe people who never stop working. Honeybees live in huge colonies which can form complex societies. Each colony has a queen bee whose job is to lay eggs. During the spring, when the colony is at its busiest, she can lay up to 2,000 eggs per day. Worker bees, which are female, collect nectar, make honey and defend the hive. Drones, the male bees, fertilise the queen's eggs. What they all have in common is that they work for the benefit of the colony. Bees are selfless creatures. The production of honey is a complex process. Bees actually make the honey to feed themselves during the winter. In order to produce the honey, nectar is collected from flowers and taken to the hive. There, the bees add a special enzyme to it that turns the nectar into honey. Then they put it into honeycombs that they've built specially. Finally, the bees use their wings to fan the hive and create a draft that removes most of the water content. Once it's become honey, they put a cap of beeswax over it to keep it safe. Pretty clever for a humble bug. But bees have an even more important job: pollination. While they're collecting the nectar from flowers, they also pick up pollen. Then, when they land on another plant and drop that pollen, a process of fertilisation takes place. And it isn't only flowers that bees pollinate. It's estimated that 1/3 of the human food supply depends on insect pollination, most of which is done by bees. So, without the bees, there would be no onions, garlic, celery, lettuce, apples, cucumbers, watermelons, or strawberries. And you could forget your cup of tea or coffee in the morning, because plants that are needed for those drinks wouldn't grow either. Oh, and your jeans, because cotton is dependent on bees too. The bad news is that bees are in trouble, and we are partly to blame. As more and more land is cultivated, there's less natural habitat for bees. The use of pesticides is also a major danger, and so are mobile phones, with some suggesting that radiation given off by high-tech gadgets is causing the disappearance of the bees. On top of that, there's the varroa mite, a parasite that attaches itself to the bee's body and then feeds off of it. A significant infestation by varroa mites can destroy a whole colony of bees. In the USA, wild honeybee populations have dropped 90% in the last 50 years, and this is happening worldwide. Bees are extraordinary, and we need them a lot more than they need us. Something needs to be done before it's too late. If not, our world might never be the same. So we better get busy. Busy as a... well, you know what.